Good morning. Today's Daf and Nazir Yud Gimel. We're starting today on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and there are two Mishnayos. We're at the second Mishnah. Irene Nazir, four or five lines from the bottom of the Amud. The second paragraph of the Masechta dedicated to the discussion of various commitments and ways in which a person becomes a Nazir. Very similar to the first paragraph, one could say. So here we go with a classic, standard scenario where you accept upon your Nazirs, but with a Tanai. A certain condition that is set in order for the Nazirs to be Chal. And so many different Mishnayos, both in Nedarim here and in Nazir, that depict such a scenario. And so the Mishnah gives the following: Harini Nazir lich kesheyali ben. So I'm going to be Nazir if I have a son. So his wife is pregnant, and he's looking forward to a child, but not just a child, but rather a male. He wants a boy, and so he's very clear about it. In fact, he makes no bones about it, and he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, "I will thank you by becoming a Nazir." In gratitude and appreciation of having not just a child, but specifically a son. But no lo ben, I raised a Nazir, and he has a son, so now he's going to be a Nazir. No lo bas, tum tum androgynous, ain't a Nazir. If on the other hand, he has another gender, now if the gender's a girl, so then it goes without saying that he's not going to be a Nazir. In other words, that's obviously not a kiyumah tanai. But also, the Mishnah goes on to describe tum tum androgynous, so both of them are unclear in terms of the gender. We go over this time and again throughout Shas. Tumtum is somebody who there's a membrane that covers the genital area, so therefore it's not exposed, and therefore it is unknown as to whether or not it is a boy or a girl. It's a suffix, but a suffix because of a lack of information, a lack of data. The Gemara, on a number of occasions, goes and describes how it's possible that there will be a tear of the membrane and maybe an exposure of the genitalia, but right now at the point of birth, so in a nikar, not recognized whether it's a boy or a girl. Androgynous is somebody who has both male and female genitalia. So under those circumstances now, it's a suffix, but a suffix not because of a lack of knowledge, but because of too much information. So either way, the point is that it's not a definitively male son in either of those cases. So now, ain't a Nazir. So the individual is not going to be a Nazir. So, im amar kishieli vlad, afilo na lo bas, tum tum vajogynous, or is a Nazir. Instead of saying that I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a son, he says I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a child. He says the word Vlad. So under those circumstances, so then whatever comes out, he's going to be a Nazir. It doesn't matter if it's male or female or somewhere in the middle, so somewhat of a suffix. So either way, all of them are going to be a Vlad. Hopefully, you're wondering at this point in time, every point in the Mishnah seems to be pretty obvious. There didn't seem to be any Chiddush whatsoever in the Mishnah up until this point in time. So hold that thought as the Gemara is going to ask exactly these questions. It's going to clarify these matters in terms of what exactly is the Chiddush in the Mishnah. He be la ishto, einu nazir. Now, if his wife miscarried. Okay, now, a word of miscarriage and in the context over here of our discussion. Okay, generally speaking, when we talk about miscarriage, he pila, so that means that the child was born, but the child was born absolutely not a viable entity. In other words, somewhere in the gestation period, and what happens is that the baby comes out, but the baby comes out simply not viable. That in halacha is described and referred to as a nathal. So in such a scenario, we have no question whatsoever that unfortunately it just wasn't a successful. It wasn't a successful carrying of the baby, so it wasn't successful gestation. Okay. Over here in our discussion, when the Mishnah describes what is hipila ishto, so it is not the standard pshat of nafal. Hipila over here means the following. And what I'm providing over here is the Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Tosas also gives a similar explanation. And that is, the truth matters, Tosas gives multiple explanations. But just to give a simple what would seem to be correct pshat in our Mishnah, the word hipila over here means that the baby came out. Baby came out as a viable entity. We are not at the end of gestation. Lo kalu lo chadashav. So we had not arrived at the point of, we know it was, baby was full term. Baby came out, let's just for argument's sake say somewhere within the 9th month, but not the end of the 9th month. And on top of that, the baby died soon thereafter. Okay. Was the baby viable? That's exactly the point. We don't know. In other words, there's simply not enough information to indicate whether it was a viable baby born and then death was for other reasons, other causes of death. Or perhaps alternatively, no. Maybe the baby was in fact an aphel, and it just happened to be that it didn't die in utero, but it died after after it was born, postpartum. Okay. So in other words, the word hipila is used in our Mishnah is describing where it was born alive, but then soon died after, and we don't know whether or not it was viable or not. Now, I'm saying all this basically to get us to the point of suffix, meaning the Mishnah is describing over here where you said you're going to be Nazir if you had a child. The child then was born, but the birth of the child was unclear as to whether it was viable or not. And the circumstances put us into a predicament of suffix. Under those circumstances, so what now becomes? So, hipila isho in a Nazir, and Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomer im haya ben kayama hariza Nazir chova, v'imlav hariza harani Nazir nedava. So according to Rabbi Shimon, before we get to Rabbi Shimon. So according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, so in a Nazir, meaning you're just simply not going to be a Nazir. You said you're going to be a Nazir if you had a child. By child, you meant viable child. Over here, we don't know if this is a viable child or not. This is what's called a suffix. According to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah, you're simply not going to be a Nazir. Why? Because your commitment to becoming a Nazir is only under definitive circumstances. Only when you know for certain that the condition was in fact fulfilled. If there's only a possibility that the condition was filled, so you're not going to be a Nazir. Now, hopefully this will ring a bell. The Gemara is going to ring it even louder. But hopefully this will ring a bell because this takes us back to a Gemara that we did about a week ago. A Gemara in Daf Ches. Okay, later this morning, we're going to review that Gemara. We're going to say it over a little bit clearer. But anyway, just to hear it right now in the Mishnah, according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, if we do not know definitively that the condition was fulfilled, you are not going to be a Nazir. Okay, now, that's the Shita of the Tanakama, which I'll say it now, but we'll say it later as well. That Shita is Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, then the Mishnah brought in the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, well, what, not so fast. In other words, if the condition was fulfilled, possibly, maybe, meaning I'll suffix the condition was fulfilled, so now, when you said you're going to be a Nazir, that included even a possible case of suffix. That is Shitas Rabbi Shimon. So now, you are Nazir Misafik. That's weird, but that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. What does that mean? So it means the following. It means now that you attach your Naziris to a condition. The condition may or may not have been fulfilled. According to Rabbi Shimon, your Naziris now is going to be Chal because you included even conditional satisfaction of the Tanai. Okay? It gets more complicated. We're not even done yet. So you're now a Nazir Misafik. According to Rabbi Shimon, now what? So here now becomes a number of problems, and we'll highlight two problems. Number one, if you're a Nazir Misafik, so now let's get to the end of your Naziris. You successfully conclude your Naziris. Now what do you have to do? So you're going to bring Karbanos, but even before that, what do you have to do? You have to shave your entire head. Shaving your entire head includes shaving the corners of your head, otherwise known as cutting your piss. Okay, cutting your payas is an issur in the Torah. Later in the Masechta, we will be spending time together going over the basic idea that, yeah, of course, cutting the corners of your head is an issur in the Torah. However, when the Torah gives you counter instructions, i.e. a Nazir must shave his entire head, so then you do it. In other words, despite the fact that under normal circumstances, it would be an issur. Okay, so problem number one that we encounter now in this case of Suffolk Nazir is that you get to the end of Nazir, so now you're going to be shaving your head, and you're going to be violating an issur in the Torah. If I know definitively I was a Nazir, so then fine. So the requirement of the Nazir to shave his head is going to override the general issue of cutting your pears. That's fine. Over here, however, he's a suffix. So should he be violating the issue of cutting off your pears only because maybe he's a Nazir? That's problem number one. And then, of course, problem number two, that one we're all familiar with, and that is, and now what? You're going to bring Karbanos? The Karbanos that a Nazir brings at the conclusion is going to be Echatas Olan Shlamim. Olan Shlamim, if you are, you're not a Nazir, you can bring them under either circumstance. That's fine. But a Karban Chatas? You can bring a Karban Chatas volitionally. There's no voluntary Karban Chatas. So on the side that you are a Nazir, fine, the Chatas would be appropriate. But there's also a chance that you're not a Nazir. And so therefore the Chatas would be totally inappropriate. And it would be Chulin Ba'azara. Okay. So, what now happens, according to Rabbi Shimon, is that on the chance now that you're a Nazir, meaning that even though you committed to becoming a Nazir, even in the case of Suffolk, But that means that at best right now you're a suffix nazir. So that has, as we just outlined, two potential problems. So what do you do? So what you do now is that you kick your nazirus up, right? And that's exactly what we just read in the Mishnah. In other words, so according to Rabbi Shimon, here's what you do. You say, I'm just rereading the line of Mishnah that we read. Ima Rishon Ben Kayama. I'm back up a line in the Mishnah. Im Haya Ben Kayama Hareza Nazir Chova. The Imlav Hareani Nazir Nadava. So if I know for sure, if for sure this child was viable, I don't know. But if for sure the child was viable, which means that my Nazirus is in fact a real Nazirus, a bona fide Nazirus, perfect. If on the other hand, I wasn't, in other words, the child was not viable, the baby was not viable, so then I'm going to accept upon myself Nazir Nadava. So in other words, I'm accepting upon myself Nazir Nadava in the event that the child wasn't viable. And the truth of the matter is that I'm not a Nazir. Basically, what you're doing, Al Tanai, is that you're upgrading your Nazirs from a Nazir Suffolk to a Nazir Zvadai. Okay. And I know that part's tricky. And I hope I was clear about it. But that's what you're attempting to do with this condition that you now attached in order to upgrade your Nazirs from Suffolk to Vadai. And then the mission just gets even a little bit more complicated, as if we didn't have enough. So Chazav Yalda. So now, remember what's the genesis over here? The man made a Tanai. I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a viable child. Then his wife had possibly a child. We don't know. In other words, child came out, born viable, but then soon subsequently died. Didn't come to full term. In other words, we simply don't know whether or not the child was born viable or not born viable. Suffolk. Good. So now we also already learned together what you can do in order to upgrade your Nazirus now from Nazir Suffolk to Nazirus Vadai, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now what happens in the event that Chazra V'yalda, so Hariz and Nazir. So now, let's say after the first round, you then have a second birth, and the second birth came out to be a viable. So now, and definitively came out to be viable. So now what? So Hariz and Nazir. So according to the Tanakhama of the previous case, so in this case over here, you're going to be a Nazir. Remember the Tanakhama, which again, now we can assign and describe as being Rabbi Yehuda, even though the Gemara hasn't told us that yet, but it's okay. I'll give you some inside information. So the Tanakhama of Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. So when you have now that second child, so you're going to be a Nazir. And over here, it's really simple. Meaning for baby number one, that's Safek, Rabbi Yehuda is of the position that you're not a Nazir Bechlal. Your Nazirus does not take effect when the Tanai was possibly fulfilled. Okay, so then when I get to the second baby, so now the Tanai is definitely fulfilled, and so therefore, according to the Tanakhama, you're now going to be a Nazir with baby number two. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, now what? So this is the most complicated part of today's daf. So now, according to Rabbi Shimon, what happens with baby number two? Baby number two that comes out to be a Vadai. So now, here's the issue. In other words, in baby number one, you're already possibly a Suffolk Nazir. But now we get to baby number two, and now the baby comes out and baby's a Vadai, meaning it was definitely a viable baby. So now what's the halacha going to Rabbi Shimon? So the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yomer, Ima Rishon Ben Kayama, Harishon Chova, Vizu Nadava, Vim Lav, Harishon Nadava, Vizu Chova. So now what you're going to do is that you want to do the same thing over here as well. You want to now upgrade this baby from being a Suffolk to being a Vadai. You see, according to Rabbi Shimon, the complication comes as a result of the fact that already by number one, you were a Nazir. But you were only a Nazir by number one because possibly the condition was fulfilled. As you get to baby number two, now for sure the condition is fulfilled. So now basically just play off every possibility. Meaning when you go back to number one, so maybe number one was viable, maybe it wasn't. On the chance that it was viable, so now you are a Nazir, and number two would represent no commitment whatsoever. On the other hand, baby number one may have not been viable, which means that you're not a Nazir. And then baby number two, being a viable baby, means that you are going to be a Nazir. Now, what you did is that you upgraded number one from being Suffolk to being a Vadai. In other words, remember, that was the previous point of the Mishnah. By baby number one and the possible viability, so you just simply said it tonight. Either it's viable and therefore it's a Chova, Alternatively, it's not viable, and therefore it's going to be a nadava. On the other hand, now as we move to baby number two, which is definitively a viable baby, so here's what you'll say, right? This is Rabbi Shimon's formula. I'm just rereading the Mishnah. So under those circumstances, Imarishim ben Kayama, if the first one was in fact a viable baby, so then the first one becomes a chova, and this now becomes a nadava. In other words, but in a nadava, I'm voluntarily now becoming a nazir, but definitively. And again, why are we all interested in this? Because of the point that I made just a little bit earlier. Because when you upgrade your naziris from being a suffix to being now definitive to being a vadai, so now you can conclude successfully with the shaving of your head and the bringing of the karbanos. However, imlav, if the first one was not viable, so then arisha nadava, and this is chova. So the first one now was a nazir nadava. This now is going to represent my nazir chova. Okay, good. I totally appreciate the fact that the Rabbi Shimon halachas over here are extraordinarily complicated, and it's a function of the fact that Rabbi Shimon now opens himself up to the case of safek, and once you open yourself up to the case of safek, so then you have all these complications that come along, as we just saw together. To say a bottom line right now is really oversimplifying it. Meaning in the Mishnah, we have two opinions. We have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And basically now in the case of possible viability, so we have two different ways to respond to it. The Rabbi Yehuda way to respond to it is that it's nothing. The Rabbi Shimon way to respond to it is suffix. But to be in a position of suffix now creates even more problems. So now what you want to do is you want to turn the suffix into a vadai. Turning the suffix into a vadai, as we just went through, is a little bit complicated. Okay. So right now there's no bottom line right now. It's just there are two approaches of what happens in a case of suffix tonight. Okay, so the first part of the Gemara is really straightforward. The rest of the Gemara today is pretty straightforward. A couple of intricate questions, but the truth of the matter is that was most of the heavy lifting in today's daf. Hi, my lemeimer. The Gemara says now as I go over the Mishnah, I'm trying to understand. Let's go over case number one of the Mishnah. I'm going to be nazir if I have a son. And if you have a son, you're nazir. And if you don't have a son, you're not nazir. I think all that was pretty clear. So, hi, my lemeimra. So, mishum, seifa. So, Bas Tum Tum Van Jug going to say nazir. So, well, in other words, the first line of the Mishnah was obvious, but it sets up for the second line of the Mishnah, which is that if I have a daughter, if I have Tum Tum or in judgment, so I'm not going to be nazir. So, Pshita, the Gemara says, I'm still not impressed. Meaning, again, the Mishnah is there for Chidushim. Every time I'm learning a Mishnah, it's expected to teach me something novel, something I myself wouldn't have just realized on our own. So over here, you're telling me the second line of the Mishnah is really where the Chiddush is lying? It's not true. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you what the Chiddush is. I said the word Ben. Ben could be understood as son. Ben can also be understood as Ibaneh. Right? Ibaneh means I'm going to be building from this, meaning this is going to represent my future. My future is going to come through this. So now this could be a boy, but this could also, of course, be a girl. In fact, the girl is going to be actually producing even future generations. So the word Ben could be understood as Ibaneh. Okay? And that's a Chiddush. In other words, and we don't say that. So now we're up to the next line of the Mishnah. You said you're going to be a Nazir if, in fact, you have a Vlad. Now, Vlad is a child. So the Gemara says, so now it doesn't matter what you have, whether you have a son, daughter, or someone who is not gender binary. Either way, the Tanai is going to be fulfilled. So the Gemara says, so I don't understand. That seems to be obvious. So Pshita, the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious. Ma'ud Tema, Vlad de Mechshav Beni Inshi Beinan, so Kamash Malan. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why it's not so obvious, because maybe over here what you meant is you said the word Vlad, but you meant Vlad de Chashive. In other words, who has more recognition in the street? Obviously, the son has more recognition than the daughter. Daughters are typically home. Sons are typically out and about. So when you said the word Vlad, you meant son. You didn't say the word Ben. You said Vlad. Yeah, but don't people understand? I meant something that's chashuv. Meaning chashuv over here, not more important, just simply more recognizable, more recognition. Okay, that's what I meant, right? So the Gemara says, exactly, that's the point of the Mishnah. No, that's not what you meant. In other words, if you meant son, you would have said Ben. You said Vlad. Okay. Hipilo ishoi no nazir man ketanla Rabbi Yehuda dekrihu. So the Gemara says, okay. Now the Tanakam of our Mishnah, Where? You said you're going to be nazir if I have a viable child, and then your wife did not produce a viable child. Again, the Mishnah's word hipila is describing not your standard nafal, but describing where the baby came out alive, but then the baby soon died thereafter. Also, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, lo kalu chadashav, we didn't go to full term. So at this point in time, we don't know whether or not the baby was viable or not. We have crossed information, giving us a unclear conclusion. Under those circumstances, the Mishnah taught us that according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, you're simply not a Nazir. Why? Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda of Kri. So now we get to go back to the Gemara back in Daf Ches, and we get to review together. What's the case of Kri? So let's chazer. The case of Kri is as follows. You just harvested your field, and you're very excited. It looks like you have a lot, and you want to thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you say the following, look, I'm going to be measuring my produce, and if I have 100 kor, so I'm for sure going to be a nazir. If, in fact, I have 100 kor, good. What happens? You didn't measure right away. You waited a day. Wake up the next morning, go out to the silo, checking out your grains, and what happens? Gone. Lost. Stolen. However it disappeared, it simply disappeared. And you didn't get a chance to measure it. Now remember, you are now a nazir, but out tonight. And the condition is whether or not there's 100 kor there, yes or no. And now, there's no way for you to know. It's simply a case of suffix. We don't know. Maybe there was, maybe there wasn't. So are you a nazir? So that was a machlokus back in Daf Ches between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Huda says, in fact, you are not a nazir. Why? Because according to Rabbi Huda, the only time you're a nazir is only if you definitively fulfill the Tanai. Only with absolute certainty that the condition was fulfilled, then and only then do you become a nazir. If there's a chance that the Tanai was not fulfilled, so then you are definitively not a nazir. A person does not enter suffix. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon back there, consistent with what we've just learned this morning, is of the position, no. Even though it's suffix, meaning there may have been 100 kor there, there may not have been, so that enters you into the world of nazir, misafik. Now again, as we already articulated this morning, that now presents problems. Meaning, how are you going to do tikalachas? How are you going to bring your carbon chatas? So that presents problems. Fine, it presents problems, but still you're going to be a nazir al safik. That sheet is Rabbi Shimon. So when you're learning our Tanakhama here in our Mishnah, so who's our Tanakhama following? Sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. Good. So that's the connection. I foreshadowed it. The Gemara just said it. Rabbi Yehuda decree. We continue. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Yomar, Im Ben Kayama, Hareini Nazir Chova. Im Lav Hareini Nazir Nedava. Okay. So now what happens according to Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon says that because now it's a suffix, whether the child was viable or not, and now you become a Nazir, but you're now becoming a Nazir al suffix, what do you want to do? You want to upgrade your Nazirus from being a Nazir suffix to Nazirus Vada. How do you do it? By simply stipulating. If the child was viable, so then this is an obligatory Nazirus. If the child was not viable, so then this is a Nadava Nazirus. But what you just did is you just simply upgraded it to becoming a Nazirus Vaday. So the Gemara goes over the following scenario. This is now the Gemara's question, similar to the case of our Mishnah, but a little bit more intricate, a couple more details. Over here in this question, Rabbi Abba asked from Rav Huna, so the person makes a commitment that he's going to become a Nazir. Lo and behold, his wife was pregnant with not one, but rather two. Did he know? Did he not know? I don't know. Anyway, but he said, I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a son. And what happened is that Rachmanis, his wife now, delivered the first one. And again, now that first one came out with the suffix that we described this morning. Came out alive, died soon thereafter, and we don't know about the viability of that first one. Okay, now what he did is he was mafresh a carbon, he set aside a carbon on the first one, meaning on the chance that he may be a nazir. Okay, did he ask somebody at this point in time, should he or shouldn't he have? Don't know, doesn't matter. In other words, as you'll see, the Gemara over here has one pointed question. And so he set aside a carbon, and now what happened is his wife is expecting again. But not like the case we had back in the Mishnah, where this is a totally different gestation period. In other words, she was pregnant with twins. Maybe she didn't know. It's possible, right? Before sonograms, these things came out to be sometimes a mystery. So what happens now is that she had her second baby. And she had it immediately. In other words, a couple of minutes later, she had another second one. V'chalz of a yalda. So now, what would be the halacha? Now, what's the Gemara asking over here? In other words, then the second one comes out, and the second one comes out as a ben kayama, meaning the second one for sure is going to be viable. Okay, good. So as far as his nazirus is concerned, so now he's a nazir, meaning he attaches his nazirus to having a son. He just had a son. He's going to be a nazir. So the Gemara now wants to know, what are we asking right now in this case? So Aliba Daman. So E Aliba de Rebbe Shimon Mighty Baye Le Ha'am Rebbe Shimon Suffik Naziris Lachmir. So so according to Rebbe Shimon, so you are a Nazir with the birth of number one. I number one was a Suffik. Okay, good. We introduced ourselves this morning to Rebbe Shimon extensively. According to Rebbe Shimon, you are a Nazir even though the tie was possibly fulfilled. So according to Rebbe Shimon, we know that the Karbonos have Kedusha. There's nothing to even discuss. So Ella Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda Damer Suffik Naziris LaHakel. So my. So the question now becomes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so if you are possibly a Nazir, so you are nothing. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only with absolute satisfaction of the condition do you become a Nazir. With possible satisfaction of the condition, you are not going to be a Nazir. That is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So now, let's understand why over here it may be different. Let's consider. Again, just to go over the scenario. First thing that happens is that he made that commitment that he's going to be a Nazir if he has a son. Okay, good. A Ben Kayama. In other words, it has to be viable. Then his wife delivered the first baby. Okay, whether she knew or did not know that she was having twins, I'm not sure if it's relevant. But she had the first baby, and immediately after having the first baby, the husband was so excited, he was mafresh of the Karbanos already. Now, mafresh of the Karbanos, by the way, he still got at least a month to become a Nazir and to serve as Naziris. Okay, but he was so excited. So he set aside the Karbanos over there. And then Rachmanos, the baby died soon thereafter the birth. Okay, so now, if we stop right now and ask Rabbi Yehuda, is he a Nazir? The answer is definitively no. What about the animals? He set aside his Karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda say they're not Karbanos, meaning they're only Karbanos based on the fact that he's a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. They're not Karbanos. So far, so good. But now, here's where it gets complicated. Now, a couple minutes later, she's still on the delivery table, and now she's delivering that second baby. That second baby came out healthy. Okay. Now, how much does the Gemara know about identical twins versus fraternal twins? Right? We can only guess. But here's the basic thought process of the Gemara. In other words, these twins obviously share a lot of the same features together. Right? They, in fact, may be genetically the same. If the second one came out viable, so now that is more of an indicator that the first one was viable as well. Now, I know the first one died, but in other words, but we don't know whether or not that death of the first one was a function of an unsuccessful gestation. Alternatively, just simply other causes that occurred postpartum. We don't know. But because now she had a successful second baby in that same gestation period, so now can't we at least suggest that gives us now more evidence that the first baby was in fact viable. And if in fact now we have more reason to believe that first one is more viable, so now I'm turning to you, Rebbe Yehuda, and I'm asking. I know in the case of Suffolk, you're just simply going to say he's not a Nazir. A person doesn't accept Nazirus on conditional, on a possible satisfaction of condition. But over here, I have more evidence to suggest that the first one was actually viable. What would you say then? So my nefkamina, you know, legiza olavoda, olavodbo. So take.
Why are you stretching the concept of viability if you know for sure that the baby didn't survive? So why are you assuming that it would be viable if the chazaka is that it's not viable?
Right. So the circumstance here is that the baby died not before it was born. It wasn't a stillbirth. It died soon after birth. That's the particular case over here.
But the thing is that usually, like, even for kids you don't have been, like, you have to wait 30 days.
Correct. But agreed. In other words, and exactly for that reason, meaning that if the baby does not survive 30 days, so we don't know. But we're not saying for sure it's an AFL. We're just simply saying we don't know. Now, for Pigeon Aben, where the Cohen's not going to come and take money from me when we definitively do not know I owe him the money. That's Mamanos. Over here, we're asking in terms of satisfaction of Tanai. In other words, the condition was set forth. I'm going to be a Nazir if, and over here, the condition is if I have a viable child. And now, maybe he did, maybe he didn't. According to Rabbi Shimon, that takes him now to becoming a Nazir Safek. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it takes him to nothing. Nothing. Now, all the Gemara now wants to know is that if I have more information and more evidence supporting the fact that the first one was in fact viable, so can we at least, would Rabbi Yehuda turn on his position in this scenario? That's the only question the Gemara is asking. And the Gemara says, okay, good question. I'll leave it unresolved. Okay, next. How many times does Ben Rechumi come up in Shas? I don't know, but the answer is not a lot. Okay. Anyway, Ben Rechumi. So Harini Nazir Lechisheli Ben Veshama Chaver VaAmar VaAlai. Okay. So next question for today. The person says, "I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a son." And now, a friend listening in on the. On the commitment, and the friend says, me too. Okay. Now you can already see the ambiguity of me too. Meaning, me too, ve'alai. Yeah. Same here. Now, the me too over here could mean one of two possibilities. Meaning, I'm going to be a Nazir if you successfully have a son. That could be his me too. Or me too, I'm going to be a Nazir if I have a son. Meaning your commitment, I'm going to make the same commitment for me.
Why couldn't it be sponsorship?
Like, I'll sponsor you. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay. Usually sponsorship comes with the formula of alay legaleach. Okay. But okay, good. I hear your question. The Gemara's assumption right now is that whatever you committed, I'm committing the same. But again, because he only formulated with the words ve'alai, so now it literally can mean one of two things. Meaning I'll be a Nazir with your successful baby, or I'll be a Nazir if I have a baby with my wife. So the Gemara says, Mahu. So Adibore Mashma, Agufe Mashma. And the Gemara goes over basically these two positions. Adibore, Adibore basically is on your words, meaning that you said you're going to be a Nazir if you have a child. I'm going to be a Nazir if you have a child, meaning I want to share in your simcha. On the other hand, no. Agufei mashma. Agufei means that what you committed for you, I'm committing for me and my family, meaning I loved your idea. I want to copy the idea. But in other words, but not if you successfully have a baby, but if I successfully have a baby. Good. So in other words, the ambiguity and with this kind of ambiguity, who knows? But the Gemara says, but I'll tell you this, Imtim Salamar, classic style of the Gemara, meaning I'm not going to tell you which way we're going to go, but let's suggest, that's the Imtim Salamar, let's suggest a Gufei Mashma, that when I said Va'alai, I meant, same here, meaning that if my wife has a baby, I'm going to be a Nazir, a Gufei. So now, Omer, Harin Nazir Lechishe Ali Ben, Va'ani Mahu. Okay, so instead of saying the word va'alai, he says va'ani. Okay, so if we're assuming va'alai is that I'm meaning agufei, meaning I'm not just repeating what you're saying, but I'm saying it for myself and for my family. That's when the word alai. But instead of saying the word va'alai, you say the word va'ani. So anafshe kamar doma hachi kamar rechim alach kavasech. So, Ve'ani could be understood that it's number one going on himself. So, in other words, Ve'ani could just simply mean what we said previously. That if, just like you said, if you have a son, you're going to be a Nazir. If I have a son, I'm going to be a Nazir. That's one possibility. Or, Odilma Achikamar, Rechimi Lach Kavasech. How much do I love myself? I love myself as much as I love you. Okay? Or I love you, right, to translate it better. I love you as much as I love me. Right? Okay. So and by the way, the Ramban there in Chumash, please look at it inside. The Ramban in Chumash says, you know, v'aftal l'recha kamocha, it's impossible. He writes, right, there's no way that I can love anybody as much as I love myself. Right? The Torah is maflig. The Torah exaggerated over here. meaning it's a goal to set, but you can't actually get there. I mean, you should try to love other people as much as you love yourself, but there's no way you can love others like you love yourself. Anyway, the Ramban and Chumash, right? Usually you're not going to hear that because, you know, it's not... it's a little too real, that Ramban. Anyway, so im timsalam are called the anpe. I'm sorry. So right now we covered what happens when the second person says a lie, meaning that the obviously it creates an ambiguity. It can go in one of two directions. The Gemara is assuming, well, let's say a lie means you're talking about yourself. What if I say the word va'ani? So va'ani could also be you're talking about yourself. Alternatively, va'ani could be that, look, if you have a child, not only are you going to be a nazir, me too. Meaning, I'm also going to be a nazir. I'm going to enjoy your success as much as you're enjoying your success. That could be. So, im timsal amar, kol ba'anpe, kisifalei milsa. So, in other words, the Gemara now makes the following suggestion. Well, look, what if I'm with him at the time? Meaning, he says, I'm going to be a nazir if I have a child, and I say me too. So what do you think I'm doing when I'm with the other person? I'm obviously giving him support, help. In other words, right? I want to commiserate with him. I'm not. That's not an opportune time to be selfish and to simply say, "Oh, you know what? I'm gonna steal your idea. I'm gonna be another two if I have a child." In other words, generally speaking, if you're right there in front of the other person, kisifile milsa, it wouldn't be embarrassing for you to now. To say something which is selfish, understandable, but still selfish and not sensitive to the other person right there at that time, right? And again, by the way, if I could just add a little bit of drama to the Gemara over here, meaning if the person says he's going to be a nazir if he has a child, I'm just guessing, but in other words, he really wants a child. Maybe just to dramatize a little bit, he's been struggling. In other words, he's been trying for a long time. He wants a couple of extra zechuyos in terms of having the child. And now, as he makes that declaration in front of me, right, would it be appropriate for me to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing if I have a child. Of course not. Meaning if I'm in front of him right now, the most appropriate thing for me to do is support him. Okay. So the Amar Harini Nazir L'Chashayla Ploni Ben V'Shama Chavero V'Amar V'Ani Amahu. So the Gemara says, okay, now... Let's take away all that emotion. In other words, let's say somebody says that I'm going to be nazir, not if my wife has a child, but if somebody, I'm going to be nazir if they have a child. In other words, basically he's trying to provide an extra zechus for somebody else. So over here now, you're not in front of the principal. In other words, the person that we're trying to daven for and have more rachmanis for, so he's not present right now. So the first person said, I'm going to be a nazir if he has a child. And now I come along, I chime in with va'ani. What are we going to do with my va'ani? So mahu, mi amrinan shalom b'fanav anav shekamar, odil mahachi kamar lei rechim elei kavasech. So tibaye. So the Gemara says over here, now there are two possible interpretations. One interpretation would be, is that right now I'm self-serving. Meaning, I love the idea, I'm going to borrow it for me and my family. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that, no, I'm also providing support and encouragement for that individual. Just like you're providing support and encouragement for that individual, davening for him and adding an extra zechus, that you're going to be a nazir if they have a child. So when I say vani, so I'm basically showing that I also am supporting that other person. So tibai is another way that the Gemara says teku, right? When we're learning in Darim and Nazir, the Lashon is a little bit different. It says instead of teku, it says tibai. But basically the Gemara says, good. Okay, all good questions, right? We don't know. Meaning we're unsure as to what the true intention is. Excellent question. Generally speaking, the Shita of the Rambam is that whenever the Gemara gives us a style of Im Timsal Amar, so that means that even though the Gemara is not saying one way or another definitively, but once the Gemara leans in a particular direction, so the Rambam typically, I did not look up the Rambam over here, full disclosure, but the Rambam typically will go with whichever way the Gemara leans. That's generally speaking the Derech HaRambam.
Perfect.
I happen to have had that same exact thought, meaning that probably not his name, and probably the name given to him was assigned to the one particular halacha that he's discussing. Okay, good. We're going to stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to pick it up with the new Mishnah, and we get to review. Today, complicated daf, really the first part, meaning the Mishnah describes a scenario in which he attaches conditions to his Naziris. And in the first cases of the Mishnah, very clear. He said, I'm only going to be Nazir if he has a son. He's only a Nazir if he has a son. He'll say he'll be a Nazir if he has a child. He'll be a Nazir if he has a child. Okay, those cases were clear. Then the complication of the Mishnah came in which he said he's going to be a Nazir if he has a vlad, a viable child. And then Rachmanis, his wife, delivered, but soon thereafter delivery, the child died. And we do not know whether or not the child was, in fact, a Nafal. In other words, not viable from the period of gestation. Alternatively, was perfectly viable, just died after birth for other reasons, for other causes. We don't know. And so now, is the individual going to be a Nazir? Machlokes HaTanayim between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because a person does not become a Nazir unless the condition is definitively fulfilled. Masha Inkin, according to Rabbi Shimon, no, you're going to be a Nazir Misafek. What we learned today in our Mishnah is that the best practice would be to upgrade your Naziris from a Safek to a Vadai, for the reasons which I laid out this morning. The Taglachas, the Karban Chatas, meaning out Safek, those become problems. So once you upgrade it to a Vadai, so then you no longer have those problems. Good. In our Mishnah today, we learned how exactly to formulate in order to upgrade your Naziris from being a Safek to being a Vadai, according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, in the course of today's discussion, all we did is, number one, we simply lined up the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, like we did back in Daf Ches, where just like they argued by Kri, right, where you do not know whether or not there's 100 Kri there, yes or no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not a Nazir. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're a Nazir al Safek. Same thing over here, meaning this is an echo of what we learned on Daf Ches. But we were able to line up the two Gemaras together. That was number one. And number two is that we went over a couple questions today. What happens when a person, the first question that we dealt with, complicated, is what happens according to Rabbi Yehuda is that she had the first baby and then she had a twin that very same day. Obviously, same day. She had a twin that very same day. And now what happens when that twin comes out to be viable? So what do we say under those circumstances that according to Rabbi Yehuda, where I know you're not ready to accept Naziris al Safek, but because the second one came out viable, can we at least now suggest that the first one, there's more reason to suggest the first one was viable? Okay. Gemara says, good. Fair question for Rabbi Yehuda. Don't know. And a couple of other questions where the Gemara didn't resolve. Number one, what happens when you say, when somebody says, I'm going to be Nazir if I have a child, and I say, Alai. So what did you mean by the word Alai? Either you meant you're going to be Nazir if your friend has a child, or you're going to be Nazir if you have a child. Then the Gemara turns its attention to not the Va'alai, but rather Va'ani. What happens if you're befunav? What happens if you're shalom befunav? What happens if we're talking about somebody else? Okay, all these kinds of questions were discussed today's daf.